Hello, everyone. It's Marissa. My pronouns are she, her, and welcome back to Hurtling Through Hard Times. Today is an episode for the girlies. This month is the month of March, which means that we are diving deep into Women's History Month, meaning that I am talking about all things that girls have to deal with. And one thing that a lot of us girls have to deal with is putting too much on our plates, not physically, but also emotionally and mentally. So we are here to talk about productivity, presence, and longevity. And I really hope that you guys take something away from this episode, because I know for myself, I spread myself a little bit too thin sometimes, like I do with my cream cheese, and I always have to end up adding more. And so I came up with a few tips and reminders that are going to help us avoid burnout while also keeping up with the things that we have to do. So today is all about caring for yourself, taking things off of your plate. You can designate things to other people, and I hope you guys take something away from this. So before we get started, don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Go check out the merch store. If you do rate and review the podcast, send me a DM on Instagram at hthg.podcast to prove that you did it, and I will send you a 25% off coupon on your order. So what color is your heart today? My heart is definitely a little yellowy today. It's time for me to relax. It's time for me to take a break. It's over my spring break, so this week I've really been trying to relax, but I'm also working really hard. But it's more of like a mentally I'm at work, but physically I'm at work, mentally I'm not. But I don't get to nap during the day, so that kind of sucks. But if I can, I will. So these are kind of things that I have to remind myself of, because once spring break is over, I have about a month and a half left of school. I have about 6 weeks, and I have to grind it out. And I've been putting a lot on my plate recently, and so I need to start taking things off. And things are going to slowly start coming off on their own, like organically, but some things I have to physically remove off of my plate. So I'm excited to hopefully get deep into these and you guys take something away from this, because your girl needs to help somebody besides herself. So my first thing today is I think that you need to get good at what you've already been doing before you add something new. I feel like you have to manage what you're doing well on for an extended period of time before you start adding something else to your plans. It's a little bit different on the way that I kind of interpret this is work-wise, things that I'm adding on. And it's kind of hard with like school and work, because it's like you're constantly getting homework. But what I've really learned to do is making my like must-do list versus my to-do list. And each day I just cross something off, or I cross off a goal that I have. It's not completely finishing something, but it's like I get this much of something done. I get this much of this thing done and this much of this thing. And being able to cross that off and make it better, that's what I need. Like, that's what I literally need to do. And I feel so much better after I do that. But on that note, sometimes I think that we realize we're being consistent in any kind of way, and when we get to that consistent point, we immediately are like, okay, I got this, let me add something else on there. But we don't need to do that. And so we think that we're gonna like build this momentum, and in reality, like, we end up just getting overwhelmed. You're gonna trip up, you're gonna do something, and you're gonna have to start all over again. And it literally tears you down. And so a huge thing is not having to start all over again. You don't wanna do that to yourself. So instead, get consistent with a routine. Don't overwork it. Don't overwork yourself. Don't put too much on there. Don't take things from your to-do list and move them to your must-do list, because that's not what we need. But try to still be there for yourself and make sure you're getting things done. And so a lot of that is designating. Something that I've had to learn recently is how to designate. As a club like leader, I had to learn how to designate things to people other than myself. Sometimes I let my co-president or vice president take the lead on things. I know I've been getting really frustrated with other things in my clubs or things going on, and I'm trying to figure out how I can solve it. But the issue is that I don't need to solve it. Like, it's not necessarily my problem. It's somebody else's problem that I have to designate to them to fix. We all have the same issues, but there's only certain people in the group that can fix things. So when you're in an organization, whether it's at work, school, club, whatever that may be, you have to learn how to designate. Not everything has to fall on your shoulders. Not everything has to be done by you. And that's been really hard to learn as a very type A person, needing to do everything myself, because if I don't do it myself, it's not right. So I've really had to learn to kind of step back, realize that I'm good at what I'm doing and I don't need to add more on. And I also don't need to put things above others when they're not relevant yet. Like my final project for one of my classes, we've been working on it all semester. I can do little parts of it. I still have over a month until it's due and I'm doing good on it. So it's like, okay, I can probably put that on the back burner for right now. I'm still doing work for it on the side, but I don't need to keep writing this giant case study when I have other work that's smaller that I need to get done first. And that's definitely helped me kind of come into who I am and how I need to do things. I think another thing that goes straight along with that is your worth is not determined by how much you accomplish. Just because you get 50 things done in one day doesn't mean that you're any better or worse off, okay? Like, focus on who you are. Like, you are valuable for who you are. And it's not just what you're bringing to the table. And so when you attach your self-worth to what you do, those setbacks and those obstacles become way bigger. Or I guess I should say those hurdles become way bigger. And they're more meaningful than they have to be. So you could just be having to jump over a little hurdle, like just a little, like a little leap. And instead you're making it like a huge mountain. And that's not what it needs to be. That's not anywhere near where it needs to be. And so you need to remember that your value comes from who you are as a person and not how much you accomplish. It's okay if you have a day where you don't get a lot done. That was literally me on Wednesday. I didn't get squat done on Wednesday and I'm totally fine with it. But it's the fact that I'm still trying, I'm still adding things on, I'm still working on things. And I think another thing for me that gets annoying is that my goals are always big goals where it's like, I finished this. But some things are bigger than others. And so if I don't finish something that day, then I'm really annoyed because I'm like, well, I can't cross it off my to-do list. And I have a huge mental block with like, okay, I need to get page one of my essay done. And even though I get page one done, I'm like, but I didn't finish the whole essay. Can I really cross this item off? Because I'm like, well, I didn't actually finish the whole thing. And even though my goal was to only get page one done, I didn't do the whole thing. So does it count as being done? And so it's kind of a mindset shift that you have to make there. But you have to remember that just because you don't get everything done that you need to, that doesn't make you worth any less as a person. Your personal worth does not come from the things that you do within work and with school. Like, that's not your worth. And it's important that you continue to remind yourself of that. And that's why I keep saying this over and over again. And it's not what you do and it's not how much you accomplish. It's about who you are as a human being and how you treat others and how you care for yourself in the world. So take that with a grain of salt if you must, but I get a little crazy about that one. The third thing is doing more is not worth it at the expense of being less. I think focusing on your presence and not your productivity and then your goals and everything are going to naturally fall into place. Like, you just have to give yourself permission to be who you are. And I mean, I feel like what's the point of reaching the goal if you don't enjoy the journey? And I say this all the time and I think about this all the time because life is not a destination. It's all about living and getting through that journey. What is the end result? The end result of life is death. So it's like, do I want to speed through life to get to that? No, I want to enjoy the things that I'm doing currently and the goals that I have and getting to those goals rather than the actual goal itself. So yes, I would love to do blank, 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 but I'm not. If I don't enjoy the journey of getting there, then what's the point of doing it? Like, it's going to be hard work. It's going to be something I have to put my all into, but I have to enjoy the process of that too. And so I think it's interesting when people hate their jobs and they hate their thing, like they hate this and that part of their life. And it kind of confuses me because I'm like, well, why are you doing it then? And they're like, well, I'm doing this so that I can have a fun vacation later. It's like, okay, but if you don't enjoy work, you're spending more time at work than you are on this vacation. And as soon as you get done with that vacation, or maybe that big presentation or something, like, what do you do after that? And people haven't thought about that. Like, you have to think about what the goal is afterwards, what the idea is afterwards. And so you have to remember that doing more isn't necessarily worth it. And then you feel less afterwards. And so just kind of think about how your journey is going, how your journey's feeling, and how you can make yourself feel comfortable going through the journey and not just focusing on the end result. Number four is, in all caps, prioritize. I've said this. You can't do everything at once. Figure out what's important. Figure out what effective system you can use to get it done. Giving equal importance to everything literally causes our energy to be so chaotic and erratic and stressful and scattered. And so you need to evaluate what your attention needs to be on. And it'll change as you do and as you enter these new seasons of your life. But you can designate, you can prioritize, you can do so many different things that mean you are not burning yourself out. And so when I talk about prioritizing, I talk about that must-do list and to-do list. I put a star next to the things that I must do today. And I put like a little comma or just a little mark next to the things that I don't necessarily need to get done today, but they're on my to-do list. Because if I finish everything on my must-do list, great, I have more time to work on things on my to-do list. But if I choose to do things on my to-do list first, it's just stressing me out about the things that I have to get done today anyway. And so when I can prioritize and figure out what I need to get done, things that I need to do, things that have to be going on and happening, I feel so much better about myself because I've prioritized the things going on. And so do with that what you will, but prioritizing is a huge part of my life, so I will continue to share that. And our last thing that I wanted to mention is to not forget to rest. I feel like when we get really stuck on some goals and want to create the life that we want for ourselves, we sometimes forget that we're not designed to complete everything. Like, there's gonna be issues and there's a flow of life, and a part of that flow includes rest. Like, life is a roller coaster and you are not riding that high every single day. It is high, low, medium, maybe like a huge drop, maybe a huge incline. And part of that is including your rest. Taking time to simply just exist without feeling those obligations of those things that are important is so crucial because you need to care for your soul. You need to care for your body, your mind, like emotionally, physically, mentally. You need to care for yourself. And that will fuel your productivity in the long run. But if you continue to burn yourself out, work until you're exhausted, work till you can't even keep your eyes open, what are you getting done during that point? Like, you're giving it crappy work. You're not doing your best because you're so exhausted and tired. So you want to think about refreshing yourself, caring for yourself, whether that means you need caffeine in the morning, whether that means that you stay up all night, maybe that means you sleep a lot during the day or at night whenever you need to. You can still take care of yourself and remember to rest. It doesn't even mean sleeping. It just means that taking some time to slow down and just be who you are. So definitely don't forget about that. I feel like even just talking about this, there are so many things that are on my plate currently that I'm like, I could take that off my plate. Or these are things that I can work on today that I don't need to work on later. And with spring break, it's easy for me because I have so much more time that I can get things done. And as much as spring break is a time for break, if I can designate to do little things at a time over break, I won't be as stressed when I come back to school. And so that's a huge thing that I do. I use spring break as a time to kind of get caught up in what I'm doing so that I still have more time to rest in the long run instead of taking this whole week not to do anything and then coming back to school feeling stressed and overwhelmed because I got all of this rest and now I'm about to lose all of my rest because now I have more I have to get done. So making time for yourself, caring for yourself, being there for yourself is so important. And so be patient, be kind with yourself. You have to remember that you're only human. I mean, like, you can't do everything at once, and that's okay. And so you kind of just have to come to terms with that and remember that it's okay not to be a perfect human all the time. So I hope you guys took something away from this. I hope you guys got a little something from this episode. But if you guys have any questions, you can let me know. If you need anything, you can let me know. My DMs are always open. But that's the end of our episode today. So I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you later. Bye, guys.